The snow is coming later in Kipnuk. The river does not stay frozen all winter, and the riverbank is quickly eroding. Those are just a few of the changes Nelson Canuck says he sees in his Western Alaska hometown.
My house back in Kipnuk, we live right in front of the riverbank.
Nelson says the permafrost that used to hold the bank in place is melting. He's watched the river move closer to the bright green house he shares with his parents and five siblings. He and his father, William, have taken measurements.
In the springtime, we lost about 8 feet, and not too far after that, in the summertime, we lost about 5 feet. And so now, I'm not sure how much closer it has been because I've been here at school in Sitka.
You can see we have the regular agenda today, the homework questions from last night, and then...
Nelson sits at a table inside Tom Hart's trigonometry classroom at Mount Edgecombe High School. He's like a lot of the other students at this state-run boarding school, away from home, pushing through rigorous coursework, and today, trying with his peers to understand the law of cosines.
Does anybody have 9, 10, 11, or 12 that want to put it up on the board?
To look at Nelson Canuck, you would not know he's waiting for his case to be heard by the Alaska Supreme Court.
All we're asking is that for the government to take action to protect our future by creating a recovery climate plan to hopefully reduce the carbon emissions in our future.
Nelson is one of six Alaska youth being represented by the organization Our Children's Trust. The Oregon-based nonprofit filed lawsuits on behalf of young plaintiffs in 9 states. A separate suit is pending against the federal government, and there are a few international cases, too. The lawsuits ask their respective governments to consider the atmosphere a public trust and to exercise their duty to protect it. Eagle River attorney Brad DeNoble represents the Alaska plaintiffs, including Nelson.
Unfortunately, he is the perfect plaintiff.
DeNoble says he uses the word unfortunately because climate change could have serious effects on Nelson and his family.
Where Nelson lives in Kipnuk, the tundra and the ocean, as he has described, is basically their supermarket. From an actual gathering of food to a culture to a way of life, climate change is significantly and severely impacting that.
The original suit was filed in 2011, but dismissed earlier this year in Anchorage Superior Court. Judge Sen Tan essentially ruled climate policy is not an issue for the courts, but for the political process, the legislature, and the executive branch. In appeal papers filed with the Supreme Court in November, DeNoble says his clients did not ask the court to set a specific policy, but rather to tell the state it has a responsibility to do something. It wants Alaska to encourage a 6% annual reduction in carbon dioxide beginning next year. The Our Children's Trust lawsuit is against the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, but it was Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Larry Hardig who returned KCAW's phone call. He said he couldn't speak directly to the lawsuit, but that Alaska has taken steps to address climate change and continues to do so. He cites examples like rock walls that were put up to help communities facing erosion issues. And the state has helped develop disaster plans for places like Kivalina, a northwest Alaska coastal community battered by autumn storms 5 years ago. As for reducing emissions by 6% a year, as the Our Children's Trust group recommends, well, Hardig says making a dent that big would probably mean massive changes to oil and gas production, as well as air and marine travel. And much of that, like the kinds of fuel airliners can use, is out of the state's control. Reducing greenhouse gas emissions into the future is important, Hardig says. But even if that happens, what's already been done will continue to have consequences.
Again, if we all shut off our carbon emissions tomorrow, what's in the atmosphere is in the atmosphere now. And this is, again, I say if the scientists are right, and I'm not a climate scientist, if they're right, then that warming is going to continue. So it means that we have to adapt.
Back in Sitka, Nelson Canuck hopes adaptation does not mean his family will have to move from Kipnuk.
That is where my family grew up, and that is where my ancestors have lived. And we're coming into a new world where many cultures are constantly changing. But I believe it's important to keep our feet in our homeland and remember our roots and remember our traditional values.
For now, those things are on solid ground. Whether they stay that way will depend on the river. And what happens next will depend on the Alaska Supreme Court. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.